The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to WVUD's Campus Voices, weekly conversations with interesting members of the university community, visitors to campus, and others engaged in thought-provoking research and community service. Stay tuned for Campus Voices on WVUD.
Good morning. You're listening to Campus Voices on 91.3 WVUD. I'm Allison Delaney with Sam O'Donnell. And today we're going to be talking to Grace Perrigo and Lauren Davis of the UDance Foundation on University of Delaware's campus. Can you guys tell us a little bit about what UDance is?
Yes, absolutely. So UDance, it's a year-long effort to raise funds and awareness to help fight pediatric cancer. And all of our donations and all the money we raise goes to the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation.
So what would you say are some of the goals of UDance?
I would say some of the goals are to raise awareness about pediatric cancer, because right now, of all the government's funding that goes towards cancer research, only 4% of it goes to pediatric cancer, and we believe that that number should be a lot higher. I think we also want to make the families that we raise money for know that they're not alone in the battle against pediatric cancer.
Yeah, and I think it's also really cool that we have direct connections with the Be Positive Heroes, who form a bond with their associated groups. And so it's really cool to see that during UDance, see how far they've come in the year and how strong that bond's grown between them.
Can you explain a little bit what the heroes are for people who are listening and might not know?
Yes. So the Be Positive Heroes, they are kids who are either currently undergoing treatment or who have gone through treatment in the past for cancer. And so they go to the Be Positive Foundation, and then the Be Positive Foundation sets them up with either a team or a group or fraternity sorority here. They adopt that hero, and they become a little sister, a little brother, or also a member of the team. And it's really special because the teams and the groups get really close with the Be Positive Heroes and their families, and it's an awesome relationship to have.
I know some of the sorority heroes during Big Little Week, the sorority women will go to their house and decorate their Be Positive Heroes room, which is really cute and just exciting to see them, their reaction to it.
You mentioned Be Positive Foundation. What exactly is that?
Okay, so the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation, it was founded by Joe McDonough, and it's in memory of his son, Andrew McDonough, who passed away from leukemia. And so he started this foundation because he never wanted another family to experience what he experienced. And over the years, it's just exponentially grown. And we're so lucky to be have such a great relationship with them and to be able to help them in all the ways that we can.
How did you guys get involved in UDance?
Okay, so I got involved my freshman year. I was just a dancer. I heard about UDance. I thought it sounded really awesome. And so then I went as a dancer, and I raised enough money, and I get there, and I was just blown away by everything. I feel it was a very emotional day, and I just really wanted to be a part of it because I feel I could have make a difference if I was. And so I applied to be on the executive board, and 2 years later, here we are. But I feel working with kids and being with kids has always been something that's been very close to my heart. I've always worked as a camp counselor, and I find myself telling them don't grow up, stay young. And then 46 kids every day are diagnosed with cancer, and they have to grow up, and they their childhood is basically taken from them. So for us, or for us on this campus, to be able to give that back to them and do what we can and have this amazing day where they're on stage performing and just being kids is honestly the best thing I could ask for to be a part of.
Mine's a little different. When I was in high school, actually, I went to high school in Delaware. So I went to an all-girls school, and our brother school had a dance marathon that went to the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation, because that school was where Andrew McDonough went to school, at Salesianum in Wilmington. So I had already been familiar with the foundation. And then when I came to UD, I heard about UDance, which all of the funds go towards the Be Positive Foundation. I was like, wow, this sounds so great. I want to get involved. And I became an engagement coordinator, which is for students who live on campus. They can get involved in this and get work on getting other students in residence halls to like learn about what UDance is and to get involved. So I was for Reading Gilbert, I was at EC, as we call them, for freshman year and then sophomore year for the Towers. And then I applied to be on the exec board after my sophomore year. So this is my first year on exec. And yeah, I love it.
So can you guys walk us through like the day of UDance? Like if you walk into the Big Bob, like what do you expect? For somebody who's like never been before.
Expect it to be the best day of your year. So when you walk into the Big Bob, it's just like every year we have a different theme and it's just like decked out like for that theme, everything. Like you don't even recognize that it's the same place that the basketball team plays their games. There's a huge stage, like tons of performers, a silent disco for people, water, Gatorades, like all that stuff, like food and beverage. Then there's also a Be Positive Hero room where the heroes and their families can hang out. And then a few people from like their groups who are paired with them can go and hang out and play with them there. Then as you get later into the day, there's like the, I think the best hour is the Be Positive Hero talent show. Mm-hmm. And that's when all the kids go up on stage and they're with their organizations and they perform. Like a lot of them will like sing, some will do magic, dance, like, and it's just amazing. And then you go into rave hour is 8 to 9. And that's like when all the music and everyone's kind of like just getting pumped. And then at 9, everyone's finally allowed to sit because it's 12 hours of standing. You're not allowed to sit at all. And then we come out and reveal the total.
When did UDance become an event at the University of Delaware?
So UDance was founded in 2007, and then in 2009, UDance partnered with the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation.
What's your favorite part of the day for UDance?
Definitely the Be Positive Hero Hour, where they all go on stage and they sing and dance, and it's awesome to see them because they're superstars, and I love to see that like on the day of they can just be kids and have fun, and to see them up there and shining is just like awesome.
Yeah, and like last year, one of the things that I thought about during the Hero Hour was that every single day, pretty much a lot of these kids are just referred to as a kid with cancer. Like everywhere they go, they're just treated in a doctor's office or wherever they're like walking around, they're just seen as this kid with cancer. And during this time, they're like not a kid with cancer anymore. They're just a kid. Like they can have fun on stage and they're like a superstar almost. Yeah, everyone's just looking at them, like cheering them on. Like it's a day where they can just like not think about their pain and everything that they're going through and just have fun and relax and be a kid for once.
What are some other like sorts of activities that go on besides like the Be Positive Hour?
I would say that's not always like fun and dancing and stuff. We obviously take the time to remember all the Be Positive heroes and children who have passed away, and we take time to like think about their families and everyone who is affected by it. So we also have students from the University of Delaware who are like cancer survivors, and they speak, and that's like a very powerful time. And Joe also speaks about Be Positive heroes who have passed away, and also he of course speaks about his son Andrew McDonough, who the foundation is named after. So it's definitely a lot of emotions mixed in one day, and I think that's good because I think it like kind of brings everything back to like why we're doing what we're doing, why we dance, and why we stand for 12 hours.
When does the planning for each year's UDance start?
The day after UDance is over. Like the day after UDance is over, the next year is getting planned.
Yeah, like right after UDance each year is when applications start coming out for the executive board for the next year, and when people start like looking at like making forms to show like the person who's in their position next, like everything that goes on. So you're always thinking of what you did in the past year and how you can do it better so that each year it can continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. So what's something you guys learned from last year that you're trying to make better for this year?
You always just want to like improve every year, like no matter what. So I think just always having activities and more activities and games for people to do throughout the day, just so like people aren't just standing around. So kind of like to take their mind off of it. They want to sit down or something, kind of have more activities to keep them standing, keep them like wanting to stand and all of that.
Yeah, because it's a lot to ask for like people just to stand for 12 hours. Obviously like that seems like a lot for some people, so we're trying to think of like more ways to get them to remember like, okay, yes, you have to stand for 24 hours, but these kids that we're here for are going through cancer every day of their life. Like, they can't take a break. They can't just sit down. So just keep reminding people that during the day of, and, like, have fun while they're doing it.
How does UDance generate money for the Be Positive Foundation?
Okay, so there's like a lot of different ways that students raise money. There's social media campaigns. Yesterday we had one that was $18,000 in a day, whereas a school, we set the goal to raise $18,000 in one day. And basically, if people donated to our pages, we would post like an ugly or embarrassing photo on Facebook. And it was super successful. We hit $18,000 by 11 a.m. So we doubled our goal. Then also we have blue envelopes in the fall, which is when you like write letters and send them out through the mail to people. Just posting on like Instagram and Instagram stories, people have been doing polls to ask like how much like people will Venmo for, and then they can donate in their names. People go, and then Lauren can talk about canning because a lot of people go canning.
Yeah, I'm on the canning team on exec, so that's obviously whenever you walk around Main Street, you see people outside canning, so that's a big way that people raise money. And also this year we've been trying to encourage people like for breaks, like Thanksgiving break and for winter break, even if sometimes you might feel uncomfortable like going home and staying outside canning by yourself if you live far away. So maybe just to take a can and put it in like a local like coffee shop or a bagel store and raise your money that way. And people have been super successful with that. So if you don't want to like stand outside by yourself with a can in an area where maybe someone doesn't know what U Dance is, you can post like a little like poster board outside of a store like, hi, like this is all about it, like if you would like to donate, that would be amazing. So like, just different like creative ways to raise money.
We also have events throughout the whole entire year. In the fall we had like FTE kickoff, which was a tailgate before the football game where we invited the organizations with their Be Positive Heroes and families to come out and like hang out before the game. And then we also had Rave Run every year, which is like a 5K around the green at night. And then we also have Greatest of the Greeks, which is like a super fun like kind of like game competition between sororities and fraternities. And then I think everyone's favorite is definitely the Hero Holiday Party, which is right before winter break, where the heroes come out with the Be Positive Heroes come out with their families, and it's just like a day of activities like face painting, games, all this holiday
talent show.
And it's kind of like I would say that's like the closest thing, like a mini U Dance kind of, like that's like the closest thing you'll get to like a preview of the day of almost. And it's like a super fun event. It's great before the holidays too.
So what would you say to students and even community members too trying to raise money and they're having some trouble? Like, what kind of advice would you give them?
So like, don't be afraid to think outside of the box and like take what other people are posting on Facebook and change it and make it something your own. Like, or if you have a talent, like something that you're really good at, say you're good at like knitting or like crocheting things, maybe like post that on Facebook. Like, hi, like I'm making all of these items and the money that I raise will go towards U Dance. So I just saw someone recently on Facebook posted that she was making canvases with the U Dance logo on it. So she said, like, if you Venmo me $10, I'll give you one of these canvases and all of my proceeds will go towards my page. So if you take what you're good at and use it to make money for your page with that.
I also think that a lot of people are nervous to reach out to people that they may not be super close with because they're afraid that people won't donate or think it's like it's overstepping. But I think what to keep in mind is you'd be surprised at how many people are willing to donate and how many people that you may not be close with are actually like very generous and very willing to help out for a cause. And it's like pretty surprising. So I feel like once you like get that push and once you do it the first time and you like get the positive results, it's like awesome. It's like momentum to keep going.
So how do students get involved initially? Like, you guys both said you were involved freshman year, and you said you were involved, like, kind of in high school, too. But how do students get to know about it and get involved right away?
In the beginning of the year, there's general info sessions for Greek life, freshmen,
residence halls,
athletic teams, clubs, everyone. And that is, like, a great way to find out about it. You can also just sign up online. I don't remember exactly how I found out about it, but I know I signed up. I think I was originally found out, like, I signed up with my residence hall at first. But, yeah, there's, like, a lot of ways to find out.
Yeah, and I saw my freshman year on Facebook, I think, about becoming an engagement coordinator, so I applied to that. And then there's also different committees that you can apply to. So there's, like, canning committee, there's entertainment.
There's canning committee, hospitality committee, and special events committee.
Yeah. So you can always apply to one of those committees, but if maybe you're just thinking, like, I want to get a little bit more involved but not join a committee, there's also volunteer forums that come out, and for those you can volunteer the day of, or just like start coming to the events too. Like we post, all of us post them all over Facebook, so a lot of people will see them coming up. And if you just like go and get to know people, it's another way to get involved without having like a huge commitment if you're not ready for that yet.
And also in the beginning of the year, we have what's called Gold and Blue Dance. And that's like an event. It's mostly geared towards freshmen. And it's kind of like we have performers, a mini silent disco. We sell merchandise and all of that. And it's like a night where freshmen can come out and kind of get like bits and pieces of what they'll find at U Dance. And I think that's like a really good way to get involved, because we have places where they can sign up there too.
So this morning on Campus Voices, we're sitting down with Grace Perrigo and Lauren Davis, who are both members of U Dance Exec, and we're just talking about U Dance coming up on Sunday, March 11th. Now, since U Dance is such a big event here on campus, what exactly goes into the planning of it? Like, I know you both mentioned earlier that it's a year-long type effort, but what are some of the things you guys like help plan with it?
Well, the executive board is actually broken down into a bunch of teams. So we have fundraising team, canning team, entertainment, food and beverage, finance, media, public relations, special events. So we have like a ton of teams that like we all work together to make the best events possible and make sure that we're spreading awareness as much as possible and that the most people find out about these events and like we get the highest attendance possible. So there's definitely a lot that goes into it, because we each have our specific jobs that we do, but we're all kind of bringing those together.
Depending on your job, you'll have different meetings that you go to as well. Like people who have committees have meetings with their committees, and then they'll have meetings with their team within exec. And then we all have meetings on Monday nights together as an entire exec board. So then we have a time during our exec meetings where you update everyone on what your team has been doing over the past week. So it's just a good way to, even if you're not on a certain team, stay updated with what's going on throughout like everything.
Sounds like it keeps you guys busy.
Yeah.
So what have been some of the themes in the past for U Dance? And also, how do you go about determining the theme for each year?
Okay, so last year's theme for U Dance was Wild About Finding a Cure. So it was very like jungle theme. There was like animals everywhere and leaves everywhere, and it was awesome. It like safari theme kind of. It turned out really well. And then the year before that was Pushing Cancer Overboard, which was like water themes. Like there was boats everywhere, sailboats, anchors, all that, and that was really cool. And the decorations looked amazing. And then I think the year before that, I wasn't in college yet, but I think it was an outer space theme. I think it was
something out of this world.
Yeah, like kicking cancer out of the world or something like that. So yeah, and then to decide the themes, we have like a kind of like a form that we like can fill out and submit all of our ideas, and then special events and the co-executive directors work together to figure out which one is the best and like, or you know, that they can do the most with and like all that.
I feel like every year after U Dance, I'm always like, I don't know how we're gonna think of it. Like they're gonna think of a theme for next year, because everything, like what else do you do? But then it always happens, so you're always able to. Just every year I'm like, this isn't gonna be possible to beat this, but it will happen.
So what's been your favorite theme so far that you've like been a part of?
I think my favorite theme was last year's U Dance Wild About Finding a Cure. I loved that one.
Like my favorite theme, I think, was my freshman year, the Kicking Cancer Overboard, just because it was my first U Dance that I ever went to, so it made such a big impact on me, because I wasn't expecting the Bob to look like that at all. So walking in and seeing everything underwater theme, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is not the Bob anymore. So I think that was my favorite, but both of them were great.
Yeah, they're always good.
So I know a lot of people feel that U Dance is very like Greek heavy, and I know I'm personally in a Greek organization. That's how I kind of got involved with U Dance. So what would you say to people that aren't in a chapter like that to try and get involved?
So I feel like that's like the big target is people who like they're not in Greek life and they're like not freshmen anymore. So they kind of think like, oh, it's too late. But if you live with res halls, there's always a team in res halls. So like you can get involved with them, like see who your engagement coordinator is. But if you don't live in a residence hall,
we just kind of try to spread like the message and how to get involved the best we can through, whether it's through residence halls, sports teams, club teams, and just kind of like having events throughout the year. I think definitely we would love to reach more of the campus that's not involved in Greek life.
Yeah, and that's been one of our goals in the past, is like to reach out to others. So that's why we have like individual teams now, so that you can sign up as an individual. So if you're not associated with a different team, you can register for one. But also if you're not in Greek life, but you're in part of an RSO, we have RSO teams as well. So I know like freshman year I did Making Doctors, and Making Doctors had a team, like really encouraged people to get involved in UDance. So that's another way, just like whatever organization you're part of, even if it's not Greek life, there's always like events that you can do with them, or even like take the initiative and plan your own event with your RSO that you're in.
Yeah, because once people go to UDance, they like usually always want to be involved in it again. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of getting people there if they haven't been before, and they don't really want to go alone necessarily. It's kind of like getting them to feel that like a part of like the UDance mm-hmm. community, if they don't have a team necessarily.
What are ways that Delaware graduates or community members can get involved that like aren't involved faculty or students here?
There's actually alumni team pages, and sometimes alumni like make team pages with their friends or their roommates and stuff, and they'll raise money. We buy like, you know how, so there's different shirts on the day of. We actually have like alumni shirts too, so that's like, so they get their own shirt as well. And then
anyone, I feel like it's a big misconception too that only UD students can go to UDance. Anyone can go to UDance. Like my freshman year, my grandmom went to like see what it's all about. So if you want to get like your family to come and see what it's like, anyone can go on the day of.
Right. We want to thank you guys for listening to Campus Voices this morning. Again, we were sitting down with Grace Perrigo and Lauren Davis, both members of UDance Exec. And make sure you stop by UDance this upcoming Sunday, March 11th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the Big Bob. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Campus Voices. The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and do not necessarily reflect the official views of WVUD or the University of Delaware. For more information about Campus Voices and to find archived episodes, visit our website, www.udel.edu/campusvoices. We invite you to tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 for Campus Voices on 91.3 FM, WVUD, and WVUD HD1, Newark, or online at wvud.org.